Welcome back to the Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hunt and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money. Our third trivia question was, on the cover of the Let It Be album, which Beatle had the least amount of facial hair?
I'm trying to think. Was it Ringo?
No, it was actually John Lennon. Because if you go to the Abbey Road one, it's Paul McCartney. He doesn't really have any. But John Lennon's just like, looks like a wolf man. On the Let It Be album, John Lennon had the least amount. I guess he was.
All right, Wolfman. We're gonna all look like Wolfman in about another month here.
Yeah, because nobody's coming to the office.
Edward, you're pretty clean shaven.
There you go. Well, yeah, I like that.
Buzzed right before you saw this coming, so you ran to the barber and.
No, this is au naturel. I just combed it for the first time in a week. No. An email comes in from a listener. It says, what if a borrower changes his mind before closing of a transaction? Is there any penalty?
Well, unfortunately for us, no, in most cases. So at Pacific Private Money, we're a California licensed lender. And the state of California on loans, well, our primary loans are made to single family residential. That's probably 75% of the loans we make are on what they call residential 1-4 unit properties. And residential 1-4 are governed differently than commercial properties when it comes to lending, mortgage lending. And so the state of California frowns on taking deposits on loan applications involving residential 1-4 property. And that includes even rental properties or investment properties or fix and flip properties. You're really not supposed to collect advance deposits other than maybe collecting a fee for an appraisal or a credit report, which, by the way, we don't do. So what that does, what that means is that, you know, we make a best efforts basis to provide funding for the loan applications we get. And we just had this happen last week where we went to docs on a loan application where the borrower signed our letter of intent for the terms and conditions of that loan. It was four pieces of property. It was actually a nice set of loans. We went to loan docs, called the guy up to tell him that the documents were ready to sign, and he said, never mind, I've gone in a different direction, which is funny how they all seem to use that term when they mean, I just screwed you guys over because I went with another lender, didn't tell you that I had applied for multiple lenders at the same time. So really for companies like ours, if you're operating in accordance with California law, we get paid only when a transaction closes. And so we do from time to time lose out on deals where we thought we were doing everything we had promised to do. And the borrower went in a different direction. So,
and especially at something like that, where you have four pieces of property, I mean, that's a lot of work that you guys.
It was a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our agent who had brought that to us was pretty upset. And, you know, I feel for guys like that because they put a lot of work into it, a lot of hours, and then you don't get paid for it. So, you know, and that's similar to real estate agents who put in a lot of work to sell a home. And they oftentimes don't get paid. They may work for months on trying to sell a home, and then the homeowner changes his mind and goes with a different realtor, you know, says, I'm not going to renew my listing agreement with you because I'm going to go in a different direction.
Yeah, or right now, you know, a lot of listing agents may have paid out of pocket for the staging for their seller. And then all of a sudden the seller is saying, you know what, I'm pulling my home off the market now because of the uncertainty. So,
yeah,
you know, there's a carrying cost for real estate agents.
Sure.
Wow. Yeah, so the bottom line is if you're a borrower, you're really in a good position when you're dealing with legitimate private lending companies in California because you really are in control. They can't force you to take a loan. They can't charge you fees for not taking a loan. And it's really, so you know, it's hard to get hoodwinked in this industry. So as a borrower, you shouldn't ever hesitate to call and engage us in a conversation about a possible transaction because there's just no way we can trick you into paying us for a service that we haven't provided for you. And you really get to decide all the way to the end. You know, you can change your mind as you're sitting at the signing table at escrow that, you know what, this just doesn't feel right. I'm not going to do this. And that's the risk we take, is that we have to decide that, this is a borrower with a legitimate transaction, a legitimate need, and we're providing a service that is going to put them in a better position. So
how often does that happen to you, where you get fallouts like that? I mean, it's probably fairly rare that it happens right at closing, but.
Right. Yeah. It's the degree. It's like the right at closing is rare. It only happens. It happens a few times a year, but fallout happens a lot. I mean, fallout happens even, they call and they say, we have a conversation about a loan. We give them the terms. They say, hey, that's great. Send me an application. And then we never hear from them again, or they send us the application and then they go dark. So there's stages in the process where they may go dark. We may collect the application, create the pre-disclosure documents, and send them to them to sign, because we won't start the full loan doc set until they sign the pre-disclosures, even on investment property. And sometimes they'll sign that, send it back, but then that's the end of it. So it's just they go dark on multiple stages. But I don't know, what percentage would you think, if you had to guess?
I would say 1 out of 10.
1 out of 10? Yeah, that's probably, yeah, it's not huge. So. Yeah. But again, the key to this is that the consumer is king here. The borrower is king. We can't trick you into paying fees or charges that you weren't expecting. Now, that's not to say there are not illegitimate lenders out there, because I could name names and I won't. But there are known private lenders out there that are just the scum of the earth. And you just want to be careful, and you want to deal with legitimate companies.
Okay. And quickly, before we go to another break here, regarding the fund, right now, what's the yield in the fund to the investor?
Well, we're waiting for the March, we haven't done March accounting yet. January was at an annualized rate in the mid eights, but the February distribution was in the low sevens, so the March might pop up again. It's hard to look at. You have to look at like a trailing 12-month distribution. The trailing 12 month for the fund is in the high 7% range, about 7.8%. So it's a pretty good, it's a really good return in terms of what California mortgage pool funds are offering on average, which on average, it's more in the mid to high sixes. We're in the high sevens because of the types of loans we make and the fact that we share our fee income, our origination fees, with the fund members. And so the accounting gives it a better yield.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that, because we want to get into, are there any fees to get in, fees to get out, that sort of thing. Holding period.
Right.
All right. Let's see here. Actually, you know what? We already asked our trivia questions.
We've got some time here still.
Got a little time. Go ahead.
Next fund event.
Yes, go ahead.
The next fund event is April 16th online. Yeah, we canceled the March one that we were planning for Mountain View, but the next one will be April 16th, and you can register by calling us, obviously, at 415-883-2150 or going to www.pacificprivatemoney.com/events. So you can find it there now on the events page and register.
Okay.
So it'll be a web-based, it'll be a lot of content.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about fees to get in, fees to get out, how people can earn over 7.5% secured by those mortgages. Don't touch that dial. The best of investing. We'll be right back with some closing comments.